Oh, that's right. We're right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery, this afternoon. Hey, before we get started, I do want to remind you, Wednesday evening at, I believe it is 6:30, is that right? 6:30, out there at the Conference Center at Piedmont Tech. We're going to be talking about traveling to America's music cities, New Orleans, Memphis, and Nashville. Hey, I'm going on the trip, too. It's going to be May 24th through the 31st. And I sure hope you're going to come to this information session. It's free. And who knows, you might decide to go and you can save $100. That's right, if you book before the 24th of November. You need to call Gene's Travel Adventures, 993-1955. That's 993-1955. If you'd like to come to the information session so you can she can be prepared for you. You're going to see slides. You're going to hear about the trip. And one of the great things, most people tell me, oh, I've been to New Orleans, or maybe I've been to Nashville. Maybe you've been to all three. I doubt if you will have seen all of these the way we're going to see them. So why don't you book that free information session this Wednesday, November 12th at 6:30 out there at Piedmont Tech. Call Gene Houston, 993-1955. That's 993-1955. Love for you to go with us. All aboard, please. Hey, I'm right here this afternoon with Tommy Claus. That's right. You may have heard of Santa Claus, but I have Tommy Claus in the flesh sitting right here with us. Tommy Claus, a.k.a. Tommy Tumlin, has been doing this for, this is the 10th anniversary of Tommy Claus. How you doing today, Tommy Claus?
All right. How are you?
I'm good. So how is everything over at Lander? You work over at Lander?
Oh, it's great.
It's great?
Lander is a wonderful place.
Yeah. And, of course, I guess it kind of changes as it goes into fall and working on the grounds and whatnot, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So you actually use Tommy Claus, gets a lot of support from over there at Lander, don't you?
We get a lot of support.
How do you get support?
Well, we get support through our media, through no money or nothing, but
right.
Through our media, through our students, through different ways of organizations.
Well, I think we were talking before we went on the air, if I remember correctly, I think you count on those sororities and fraternities over there to help boost the stuff coming in.
Oh, yeah, they do a great job. I'm proud of all of them. Yeah. I'm proud of Lander all the way, and many more of our sponsors, too.
Sure. But you've added a little kink to it this year with you've already got the boxes out. Things are already starting to appear in the boxes over at Lander. And didn't you develop something that you thought might tempt the sororities and fraternities to go bigger rather than going home, go bigger this year?
Yeah, I mean, it's fun. It's Christmas, you
right?
know? I mean,
yeah.
We're here to make it fun. We want everybody to jump on board, but it's to challenge them to give. It's to challenge them to make them, to see who the best of the best is.
That's right. So for you, you are donating personally from your own pocket $100 to
right.
the fraternity or sorority that raises the most stuff in those boxes.
Oh, yeah.
And we had Caitlin in here, and she goes to Lander. She's one of our board operators. She was saying, I'm going to go ahead and put it out there in case there's any other sororities or fraternities listening over there, that Sunday night, Phi Mu is meeting and coming in a big way to fill their box. They're gonna beat the challenge, right?
We're going to see who's going to win.
Well, we're going to see who's going to win. But whoever does, you're going to donate $100 to their favorite charity.
That's right.
Wow. That's pretty awesome, Tommy.
Well, we got to do the right thing to make everything so happy, you know, to get the job done.
Now, what made you take this Tommy Claus on 10 years ago? It's your 10th anniversary. What made you get involved, and what exactly is Tommy Claus?
Tommy Claus started as a mission project. My dad preached a sermon on being mission-minded.
Right.
And what better way that you could do it?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I started out with Christmas trees.
Right.
I give Christmas trees away.
Christmas trees?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Up there at the farm, my folks' farm, I'd cut Christmas trees and go around and give them to people that didn't have them.
Just give them away?
Yeah.
How'd your dad feel about this?
He was okay with it.
Okay.
I mean, it was the joy of, the season.
Right.
Good-hearted people, you know.
Yeah, well, that's true. That's true. But still, a lot of people raise Christmas trees for money to supplement
know,
their income.
But I just want to do something a little different, you know.
Did your dad notice that you had cut down these trees?
Yeah, I had to ask permission first.
Okay.
That was me.
So you started cutting down Christmas trees, mm-hmm. and then what did you, how did this grow from
then
there?
Then we decided, well, if we could do Christmas trees, we could do toys.
Right.
I mean, you know. So
wasn't
just
that big a stretch there?
No. Nah.
Okay. So then how did you get all this program started?
Well, I got my family together and said, this is what we're going to do.
Okay.
And we started forming it, and we did it the first year under my carport.
That's right. I remember that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very.
And it kept growing. And I said, Dad, we're going to go with this thing. He said, well, why not? Let's do it. So it's expanded. And then we got to meet Mr. Joel mm-hmm. over at Joel's Flooring. And he's let us use the place ever since. And it's been wonderful. I mean, you got a place where it's big enough.
Right.
You can put the tables out. You got the toys and you go with it.
That's right. Now, the whole premise behind this is the fact that parents can make an appointment to go in there on, you'll have a couple of days where you'll be able to do this. They make appointments, they go in, they pick out a few things for their children, and it's like they go shopping for free. That's pretty awesome.
I mean, you know, it makes you feel good when the parents come in and you know they need help.
Sure.
And I've had grown men, mm-hmm. women,
right,
just cry.
Yeah.
Did they get, because see, it may not be what they want.
Right.
But it's something that they're getting.
Right.
And, you know.
And most of us have no idea that, to know how it is to not be able to buy Christmas for your children. Most of us don't know that. There are so many people out there, though, that don't have this opportunity to be able to do this. It's really, really great. Now, you still add Christmas trees in there. If somebody needs a Christmas tree, aren't you still doing
them? Yeah, if we get a Christmas tree or whatever, we'll put it in there with them. I mean, you know.
So they can have a real Dickens of a Christmas, right?
Because what the thrill is when you carry it out to the cars.
Right.
And you see the smiles, the tears.
Right. That's really nice. That is really nice. You know, Gracie just started. She's, for those of you who see the video, she's decided to join us today. Lately, she's been snoozing when it came time for Meet Me at the Diner. But I guess because she started her own Facebook page, it's called Gracie Gives Back. It's part of WCRS Radio. But Gracie Gives Back. If you go on Facebook, go there. Yeah, like her page. Yeah, she wants everybody to know that you can help out with the Humane Society. Hey, we're going to hear a quick word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Gold, gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery. You know, Gracie was just getting in on the act here. She wanted everybody to know about her Facebook page, Gracie Gives Back. I'm going to try to tell you about it without her interrupting us real quick. Gracie Gives Back. We're going to be raising money for money and or product, which is blankets and heaters for out there at the Humane Society. You know, most of the dogs have to sleep outside. Now, they were very happy when they got the barrels that they're able for them to sleep in. But when it gets cold, and it's supposed to get cold this weekend, you know, we are looking to need blankets to keep the dogs warm. Heaters, all of these type of things would be greatly appreciated. So we here at Sharp Facets, with Gracie's urging, went ahead and decided that we will give 10% towards the Humane Society for everything we sell now through 22nd, 23rd, 24th, something like that. We'll be doing that, 10% towards that. If you bring us something and sell us something, gold, silver, diamonds, etc., we're going to take 5% of that and put that towards the Humane Society. But here's the rub. It doesn't affect the price that you get to buy at or the price you get to sell at. You get the full price. Ann and Jeff and Gracie are taking 10% or 5% and donating that to the Humane Society. So it's one of those win-win situations. And she's real excited about her new Facebook page. She's all dressed up. She's got her cape and her hat on in the pictures, and she wants to help her brothers and sisters right out there at the Humane Society. There'll be a box here, too, if you want to drop off a blanket or heaters, any of that kind of stuff. We'll be taking that, too. So make sure you put that on your radar. You know, we've got coats for kids. We got blankets for dogs. There you go. Gracie likes to dress up. You can see some pretty interesting pictures on her Facebook page. Check it out. Gracie Gives Back. But we're here talking with Tommy Claus. I just had to talk about that because, you know, Gracie got rather excited.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know she
did.
Very
natural.
Very natural. Yes. She's a ham. But you were telling me how one of the things that you like to see is people come up and tell you how much they appreciate the fact that they do this. And one of the things, what do you try to tell people futuristically?
If we helped you when you get on your feet, help somebody else. Do right because it is right. I mean, because we're all blessed
right
in this country. We're all blessed in this town.
Sure. Well, you know, we always talk about paying it forward. Yeah, that's like paying it forward. You know, do something for you. Have somebody do something for you, and then you do something
because
for somebody else.
Do you remember what I told you before we went on there?
What
There's
did you tell
me? There's not a child that should go without Christmas.
You're right.
We can fix that.
Yes, you can.
We can fix it, and we can make it stick. I mean,
I know, and I, you know, one of the things that is so great about Greenwood is the fact that we have so many organizations that are helping, mm-hmm. whether it's the Angel Trees, so many of the churches, the Toys for Tots. There's all
sure.
these programs out there. Yours is just another avenue to help those, even, I think, maybe more less fortunate. Would you say that?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, we're working as a team.
That's right.
We're on the same team, and if we can make it better for kids, then they're going to grow up and be a better society,
right?
In yeah. this town and in our world.
Absolutely.
Because
right.
you got to start somewhere.
You do have to start somewhere, you know. And one of the things that I always thought was real neat was the fact that you would take I'll use the word used toy. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be a brand new toy. You
sure.
want to explain to the people what you're looking for?
Well, we're looking for anything a kid will play with that is playable.
You don't want broken ones.
No, not broken ones. And just take it and let them enjoy it. I mean, it's amazing what they're appreciative.
Sure.
The parents are so appreciative.
I remember you were on here a couple of years ago and you said just that little piece of plastic means a lot sometimes.
Sure.
And that always stuck with me, Tommy, because it's just a piece of plastic.
But a piece of plastic can move mountains.
Yeah, okay.
Come on, let's look at it.
Yeah.
If it can bring joy to their hearts.
Right.
And bring goodness, it can bring families together.
Well, I think that is one of the things that we have that is going on, is we have such broken apart families.
Sure.
And, you know, I think a large part of that is the economy, people unable to support the families that they have, and so they end up going away because they just can't deal with it. It's too painful.
And you know what else? We have a lot of grandparents raising kids.
Yes, we do.
And it's tough. Me, it's a wonderful thing if that's the case.
Sure.
I commend every grandparent out there that does it.
You're right.
You're awesome. Keep going.
Right. And that's tough because they didn't
sure.
plan to be doing this.
Sure.
Yeah, they didn't plan to be doing this, but they do it because they care about their grandchildren.
Sure, and it's a wow.
Wow. Wow.
Wow.
All right, now, you have some good sponsors. You were telling me Dollar General is just awesome.
Oh, they're the greatest.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about what they're doing for you.
Well, they're getting together at the different stores and bringing it together, and they'll bring it to the warehouse. And I thank you. Thank you, guys. You're wonderful.
And, in fact, all the stores here in Greenwood and the surrounding areas are coming in on this?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, please shop at Dollar General.
Please
okay?
shop Dollar General. Okay.
That's right.
All
please
right.
Shop at Dollar General.
There now, let's. Yeah, and then you told me Kmart gives you a really good discount.
Sometimes, or I hope they will again.
Yes.
They have in the past.
Sure. And
Old Navy.
You get mm-hmm. gift cards from them, mm-hmm. right?
Yes, Miss Ma'am.
And when somebody donates money to you, what do you do with that money?
We take the money and get stuff for the older kids. That's what sometimes is hard to do because you don't have things for the older children.
Right.
And that's one thing I wanna be more emphasis. That's why a lot of the church groups that are helping me are
yes.
going in about, I don't know when the dates, because I don't know, everybody's
you don't have
doing
dates.
Everything.
You just are
just
told where to show up. You
yeah.
just
and you know,
we dealt with your mom on this.
Yeah,
you coming on the radio with us.
And they're just going to bring stuff for older children, like 13-year-old, 14-year-old. Hey, they deserve Christmas too, you know.
Sure. You know, one of the problems is though, it seems as these kids get older, they want Game Boys and they want the electronics, which are kind of a lot harder.
Oh yeah.
So how do you handle that, Tommy?
Just get what we can and get the avenue when it presents itself.
So.
And I'm just being very honest.
Sure. Okay. So if somebody had an old Game Boy or something like that,
sure.
they didn't know what to do with it.
Please donate it.
Please donate it.
Please donate it. But see, we get a lot of the games too.
Right.
And we don't have the
Game Boy
Game
consoles
Boys or the gadgets.
Right. The gadgets. Yeah.
But you know. If you got one and you're doing it and you got games, we'll take it.
So if somebody is upgrading this year maybe and are wondering what to do with it, it would be most appreciative there for
sure.
Tommy Claus.
Sure.
Now, what is a telephone number where somebody can call and say, I have this or how do I go about this? What is the telephone number, Tommy?
864-229-0137 and talk to Ms. Betty.
07-
No, 229-0137.
0137. I'm being pawed by Gracie over here for those of you that may see the video. Okay, 229-0137. And she can tell you either where to drop it off. Now, you're going to be set up at Joel's
floor
covering again this year. That's really right across from...
Used to be the old sports break.
Old sports break, that empty lot right across from there. There's some cars that are being sold and everything.
And there's some Tama Christmas trees right down the street in the old Oxford building.
Okay. So, now, how about if people want to drop off stuff? How do they go about it?
Well, they'll call the 229-0137, and mm-hmm. they'll get it to me, and we'll get it.
Okay.
We will get it.
You'll come and pick it up from them? They don't even have to? Will you do that, or do you want it dropped off,
we'll
or both?
Get it. Well, whatever they want, we'll make it easy.
Make it easy.
I know we can get our work through the work schedule. But.
Okay. All right. So this is a great program. And like I said, if you're upgrading toys, electronics, if you've got some good condition dolls.
With clothes.
You don't want any naked dolls? Okay. Some dolls with clothes.
Can I say
yes.
this too? Please, with stuffed animals, we get bamboarded with them.
Right.
And it's hard to really do things with them because we have to, some we can take, some we can't because of the allergens.
Right.
I mean, the big fluffy ones.
Right.
No.
No big fluffy ones.
And with the toys, be careful with the small parts
okay.
with the children.
Okay.
But anything else is game.
Well, you know, I think if somebody brought you something, I guess you could divide it
yeah.
out, right?
Right.
So, what weekend will you actually be giving this stuff away?
We will be working December the 12th and 13th of December.
Okay.
That is the actual time the parents can come shopping.
Okay. So any time between now and then is going to be a great time to be able to get things to Tommy Claus. The number again, 229-0137. That's 229-0137. Hey, it's time for South Carolina Radio News. Don't you go away.
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos, so I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help from McDonald's McCafe cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery, this afternoon. Hope you're doing well. It's going to beautiful, beautiful day out there. Looks like we're going to have some nice ones. It is going to get a little chilly at night, but still, we've got some great weather here. And, of course, we are talking with Tommy Claus. I tell you what, he really gets excited, and he's very passionate when he's talking about Tommy Claus. You know, Tommy, I think that... You have bigger plans for this, don't you?
Oh, yeah. You always reach for the stars.
Okay. So what are you thinking futuristically?
Like I told you, I would love to see it, other towns adopt it, other communities, and have overseers, and just let it grow and help many, many, many kids have it.
Well, that would be terrific. And I know that I think everybody knows that Christmas is for kids. But, you know, when you're able to do something like this, really Christmas is for the adults, too.
Sure.
Because to be able to give your children the gifts that you want, or even if they're not what you want, to be able to have some gifts under that tree certainly makes a difference. And when they go back to school is really huge.
Really?
Yeah, it is. So... what are the type of things that you are looking for Tommy Claus here this holiday season?
All right, the kind of toys, right?
Right, kind of toys.
Okay, we're looking for Barbie dolls, little trucks that make noise.
Okay.
They like the dress-up, any of the doll, baby dolls.
Okay.
Let's see, what else? Dress-up clothes, we've done that. Rollerblades.
Yeah, they used to be called roller skates, didn't they? Rollerblades, yeah.
They make them rollerblades, which is cool. Different stuff like that. Just something that they love to play with.
Sure. Okay. So there's not really, the one thing you did say though, the squishy, soft, plush toys are not good.
Mm-mm, because of the kids' allergies and stuff, and we have to be careful with that. And yep. the toys with the small parts.
Okay. So, but
anything
else is game. I know sometimes the people will have collected one type of item or something, and they'll have all different types of that. Maybe you're looking to downsize something like that. That would be acceptable too, wouldn't it?
Yeah. We'll do that. That's great.
Sure. So whatever you have, that this is a great opportunity for you to clean out maybe you've got some of your kids have gone off to college and everything, and they haven't ever given up their toys that they've had. Maybe you want to go through the room and pick some of that stuff out and help out. They also need toys for those older children, that 11, 12, 13, 14-year-old age bracket. So anything you can do to help would be appreciated. Businesses, if you can, Dollar General has come on in a big way, but that doesn't mean that it's all sewed up. We would love to have other people involved in helping with this project. And if you have any of those Game Boys, any of the, toys along that line, any of the electronics, they really could use some of those for the kids. The only thing they would say is please have them in working condition.
Yes.
That's right. So the number to call, 229-0137, that's 229-0137. He is going to be getting the place set up. Now, you have quite a bit of work. Joel has quite a bit of work to get this set up so you can use this place.
Sure. It's carpet's got to be moved. We'll meet with him as soon as I can. So, Joel, if you're listening, we got to meet, buddy.
Yeah. So, and then you'll have tables set up, and it's just like you go Christmas shopping at a store, you get to go Christmas shopping at Tommy Claus. Correct?
And if anybody wants to see it, it wants to see what it's like, get in touch with me. I'll let you see it.
Okay.
It's incredible. It is what it is. You will see what I'm saying once you look at it.
Now, people that use Tommy Claus, they do have to call and make an appointment.
Mm-hmm.
So even though you have this huge facility, you don't just let it get overrun by first come, first serve.
That's right.
We have to
also abide by the fire code. They won't let us, no children.
Okay, no children.
But we have to let so many in at a time. I try to do three if I can.
Three parents, sets of parents,
again,
or three?
And the others away. till they get through, and then they'll bring them to the checkout table, mm-hmm. and we'll bag them up and get them on the way.
For
we'll
no charge.
The rest to, no charge.
No charge.
No
okay.
charge.
All right. So this is a great program, and I know Tommy Claus, you know, I think, didn't you used to be Tommy Claus? Didn't you used to be the Santa Claus at the mall?
No.
You never,
did that one?
You never did that one? Okay.
See, I'm a third generation Santa Claus because it started in Clinton, South Carolina.
Okay.
My great-grandfather did it, then he passed it down.
Mm-hmm.
Then I remember when I was a little boy and I had braces, I slept in a Santa Claus suit.
Slept in a Santa Claus suit?
Yeah, because it was cold in the house. I remember it. And one of my relatives that did it, there was a produce station down in like an inn thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he would stand there. And then I had another relative did it, and then they passed it down to me.
Okay. So you have come by being Tommy Claus honestly. Is that what you're
mm-hmm.
telling us?
Sure.
Yeah? Okay. This is, now I have to ask you then, since this has been handed down from generation to generation, are you really Santa Claus?
You never can tell.
Okay. Well, I just thought I'd ask because it seems like somebody that has been going down through generations, maybe you're really Santa Claus. You're not telling me, huh? Okay, well, I was trying to get the answer. All right, well, we've got some other businesses and whatnot. You got Lander University over there working hard to do this. Now, you said you were going to donate to name this for a person that has helped and volunteered a lot of time. Mm-hmm. So who is that?
This is Ms. Martha Simmons, Martha and Bud Simmons. They've been helping me in operations in the warehouse. And she had a kind of a sickness, and she had to walk all over again. And we spent really time with her, my folks, mm-hmm. us, and in prayer and support.
Mm-hmm.
And she's walking again on
with a walker.
Walker.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the
crutches. Okay.
And you know, she's just a wonderful lady. She's positive, and she always says, Tommy, we're going to do this again.
Right. So you're dedicating it to her for this year.
It's dedicated to Ms. Martha Simmons.
That's right. Now, what if somebody wants to get involved and help? Do you need any help with people doing anything?
Well, what we try to do is with the space that we have
mm-hmm.
In the warehouse, because Dad and Bud and my brothers, they do a great job in the warehouse with
right.
the toys, because we have to make sure everything's ready to go. But what we really need is people to get toys. That's the main part.
Okay.
So we can get them in, get them done, and get it ready to go.
Now, what do you mean by get them done, Tommy?
Well, get them on the tables.
Tables.
And see what we have to do. It lets me know how many toys I can give a child. It lets me know how many quality toys, and we can get them ready. Because once we get a break, we're refurbishing table, because, man, Friday,
right.
it'll go out the front door. I'm going to tell you that right now. It goes fast.
Now, just out of curiosity, do they get, like, one toy, or how does this work?
Well, it depends on, like I say, the toys that we get.
Right.
On the paper we did last year, the child was given 4 gifts, a stuffed animal, and a book per okay. child. Because we had the toys.
And you did 310 children last year.
Yeah, 310.
Okay. So you kind of have to depend. You have to know how much you have to be mm-hmm. able to know how many you can give out.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not just one toy normally. Mm-hmm. No. You try to make it like it's a really big Christmas,
oh,
yes?
Yeah, we try to make it explosive for them.
Explosive, okay.
I mean, you know, because that's why as much as toys I can go, the more they can get and the more that it'll be.
Okay.
And that's the goal.
That's the goal. All right. Well, we are here with Tommy Claus, a.k.a. Tommy Tumlin. He's been doing this. This is his 10th year. They're going to be doing it again. They'll be giving out toys on the 12th and 13th of December over there at Joel's floor covering. And if you have any toys you could donate, if you're out shopping anytime and you happen to see some good prices on it and want to pick up a few if you don't have any, he would really, really, really appreciate it. Now, are there drop-off places besides Lander?
We're at the youth group at New Life Baptist Church on the 22nd of November.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be in front of Hobby Lobby.
Okay.
And it's going to be a toy drop-off. And if you want to go get toys and bring them, we're ready. So.
You're ready. So we'll November 22nd.
From 10 to 2.
Okay, November 22nd from 10 to 2. Okay, and that'll be at Hobby Lobby. And mm-hmm. any other places you're going to be?
Well, we've got some more things in the work, but
we haven't got it scheduled.
I haven't got it scheduled, but we're working on it.
All right, well, you be sure to let me know, and we'll make sure everybody knows. Okay, let's hear a quick word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Layaway. We've done it for over 30 years here at Sharp Facets Gallery. So whether it's Christmas, a birthday, an anniversary, or just because, we know layaway every day. Come see us today at Sharp Facets Gallery. Need more info? Call us 229-6613. That's 229-6613.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery. Gracie decided to grace us with her presence this afternoon because she's so excited about her brand new Facebook page, Gracie Gives Back. And, you know, it's only appropriate since Tommy is here, Tommy Claus, Tommy Tumlin is here with us because he believes in giving back to this community. Now, Tommy, I think I probably know the answer to this, but I guess you get... Even though you don't make any money at it, it brings you a lot of joy.
Sure. That's what it's all about.
That's what it's all about.
It's all about. Not the money. It's just the smiling faces and those that you can help.
Sure. And, you know, I think that probably that you see people coming back and people that maybe needed a handout 1 year came back in the 10 years. I'm sure you've seen some people who have come through and said, I brought you something, you helped me one time, and now I want to give back.
We see that a lot. And that's what we want.
Yeah.
Because if we help them, then they can get on their feet, and then they can give back to it. That's just the way it works.
Sure. You know, you were telling me about a little girl named Wendy that was one of the people that still touches your heart today.
Oh, definitely. Little Joy.
Yeah, Little Joy. What can you tell me about that story?
It was way back. We got to go to a little halfway house there.
Up in Greenville.
Yeah. And there was a little girl named Wendy, and she had really been through a lot. They had two children, two little boys and her, and she never had seen Santa Claus before.
In fact, didn't you tell me she'd been sold for
mm-hmm. She had been
sold for
they
crack?
They had just got her about that week, I think it was.
What a horrible thing for a child to have been sold for crack.
And I can remember coming in sitting down.
And you were dressed as Santa Claus.
I was in the uniform.
In the uniform, okay.
And I can remember sitting there. And I can remember seeing that little red girl just peep around the corner. I can see it now. Yeah, you know.
And she
never had seen Santa Claus before. And then she walked in. She had that little country brogue. Doggone it, you are real. And I reached in there and got that Raggedy Ann doll.
About a 4 foot tall one, a big one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And she grabbed it and she hugged me and up the stairs she ran.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the caseworker said, wait a minute, the little boys, they were playing with them Tonka trucks that we had. And we walked up the stairs and there she was. She struggled that little, I can see it now, struggling that little doll. And, you know, that was worth everything. And I got home, and I remember telling Dad, I said, Dad, that was just wow. And we found out a week after that Christmas she got adopted. So I thank the Lord for that.
Well, didn't you tell me you called her Joy?
Yeah, we named her Joy.
Joy, yep.
Because that little jack-o'-lantern effect went from the hurt to the joy.
To the joy, yeah. You know, and, you know, sometimes I think we get away from what the true spirit of Christmas is. We get wrapped up in all of our own problems and trying to do everything. And the holiday certainly can wind you up, baby.
Oh, yeah.
with the events and the parties and trying to keep up and trying to make sure you check your list and check it twice. It certainly is nice to be able to slow down and really remember what Christmas is all about.
I remember our family Christmas is at the house.
Right.
The gifts are nice.
Mm-hmm.
The dinner is wonderful.
Yep.
Because you eat much, you know.
Right.
And But it's to stop and get your family together. Because you see your people you work with more than you see your own family.
Quite often, that's true.
And just stop and say, hey, I love you. Mm-hmm. Grab that old brother you ain't seen in a couple that y'all may have had a little argument with and sure. say, bro, I want to tell you I love you and appreciate you. I mean, having your mom and dad is like gold because you don't know when you're not going to have them.
That's true. That's true.
And we've got to understand to love one another, either in this world, family, or out, even people we don't even know.
Sure. That's true. So this is the time of the year when you can do small things that will really mean a lot to people you may not even know.
Sure.
But you can really make a difference, and there is something to be said. God blesses each and every one.
Sure.
So if you are out shopping and you find some terrific deals, you should pick them up. If you've got some nice toys that, whether they're Tonka trucks or a piece of plastic, as you called it that time, and any of those things, baby dolls are great for little kids to have. Any of those things would be appreciated. Do they have to be brand new? No, they don't. Should they be in good condition? Yes, please. Even if you're upgrading this year and getting one of those new Christmas trees and you have a Christmas tree you're not going to use, don't throw it in the trash. Give it to Tommy Claus and let him give it to a family who would enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And even the old decorations,
sure.
Right? Yeah.
It balls or stuff or whatever they can use. I mean, some of them don't have that.
Right. So if you are upgrading, or maybe you do themed Christmases, as so many people do these days, and you've got things that you're not going to use, make sure you, if you could give them to Tommy Claus, he'll make sure they get put to good use.
And I want to say this to Ms. Ellen, we talked about this. Hey, Greenwood, I need your help.
Yes.
I'm challenging everyone from the upper, middle, even the lower that can give. Come on, Greenwood, let's make children's Christmas brighter.
That's right.
Because we can do it. We can make the Emerald City glow like it's never glowed before. And if we do that, Mayor, City Councilman, hey, we're making a progress to our state house and stuff too. Hey, look what Greenwood's doing.
Sure.
They're making a difference.
Sure.
So let's make a difference in these children's life this year.
Well, you know, one of the things that they have just announced actually last week on our show was the Greenwood Promise. And the Greenwood Promise says that starting in the graduating class of 2016 will be able to go to school to, if they graduate from high school, mm-hmm. prep school, homeschool, any of these, if they graduate from that, they will be promised an education right here at the Technical or College.
That is awesome.
Isn't that awesome?
Go. That's Piedmont Tech, right?
Well, I mean, Piedmont Tech, maybe Lander, but yes, it is going to be for manufacturing.
Awesome.
Yes, this type of thing. So isn't that awesome? That is guaranteeing that we have the workforce to be able to bring in more business that makes Greenwood greater.
Because we need to grow.
Yes.
We got to grow.
That's
right.
We
got to make it for the better of the good of our people.
So how would you like to be a child that is now in 5th, 6th, 7th grade and tell them you're going to be able to go to an upper level education level past high school? Wouldn't that be awesome?
That would be awesome.
Awesome. That's right. So, and think of how the parents would feel not to have to worry about how are you going to pay for college or some secondary or technical type schooling.
Right, because our kids are our future.
That's right.
And if we don't take care of them now, what a generation's going to raise up?
That's true.
We got to step up as parents. I'm a parent, even though my daughter's grown.
Right.
But we still have to grow, to step up to the plate, make our kids and love our kids and make it the best that we can for them.
Absolutely. So, this is what Tommy Claus says. On a small way on the campus of Lander, he has challenged all the sororities and fraternities there to put the whoever can raise the most items, I guess we could say it, the most items, is going to get a $100 gift certificate or a $100 donation to charity. That's coming out of Tommy's product pocket. That doesn't come out of the money that people give. Everything that's given, if I'm understanding this right, Tommy, except for you got to buy some gas to warm the propane to warm that.
And the gas to go get stuff.
Right.
But we put that in the miscellaneous.
Right. But you, everything is accounted for.
Everything accounted for.
So if it's more easy for you to give money, now if they want to give money, what do they need to do?
Call the number 229-0137 and Mama will give you the information because I don't get in that part.
Okay. So the biggest thing to remember is 229-0137 and remember Tommy Claus. Tommy Tumlin, always a great to talk to you. And I tell you what, your heart is bigger than you are.
It's awesome.
It's awesome.
It's what we got to do.
That's right.
What we have to do.
That's right. You are listening to WCRS right here in Greenwood. Bye-bye, everybody. Don't forget, check out Gracie's new Facebook page, Gracie Gives Back. Bye-bye, everybody.